USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden has signaled that he's willing to move ahead on COVID relief without Republicans. He's urging immediate action on his $1.9 trillion relief plan.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
President Biden spoke before leaving for Walter Reed Hospital, where he met with wounded soldiers and toured the hospital's vaccination site. The body of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries in the storming of the Capitol, will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Schumer announced late Friday. Officer Sicknick was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher by the mob. He's the third U.S. Capitol Police Officer to lie in state at the Capitol, an honor typically reserved for government leaders. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland on Friday.
For 8 years as Vice President, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there are not many people here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're a lot back then. Yes, sir.
The President's late son, Beau, who died from brain cancer, was treated at the hospital, and so was the President for a brain aneurysm. President Biden met with wounded service members and toured the hospital's vaccination site. A three-member panel of circuit court judges appointed by former President Trump have granted U.S. border officials permission to resume deporting unaccompanied children who are apprehended along the border, but it's unclear if the Biden administration will choose to do so. The judges ruled Friday to block a lower court order. An estimated 13,000 unaccompanied migrant children were removed from U.S. soil prior to a court order last November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A three-member panel of circuit court judges appointed by former President Trump have granted U.S. border officials permission to resume deporting unaccompanied children who are apprehended along the border without the company of their parent or legal guardian. But it's unclear if the Biden administration will choose to do so. The judges ruled Friday to block a lower court order. An estimated 13,000 unaccompanied migrant children were removed from U.S. soil before a court order last November ordered the Trump administration to stop. Republicans are taking action to block Democrats from packing the Supreme Court. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and a handful of his Republican colleagues are reintroducing a constitutional amendment that would mandate the Supreme Court have 9 justices, seeking to block any future attempts by President Biden or his successors to expand the court. Rubio telling Fox News,
"This is where the radical base is demanding, and so that was their plan and their intent all along, and I think we have to be prepared for it. And if that's not the case, if they are not in fact planning to do it, then they should be supporting the constitutional amendment that I'm offering, which would make the number that we have now on the court permanent. Taken to its absurd conclusion, if a new administration, every time they come in, they don't like the composition of the court, they'll just keep adding justices. We could, you know, at some point have 25 members of the Supreme Court. That would be absurd, but that's the direction we could head here if we don't put a stop to it now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.